Welcome to Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, the AARPG's new actual play series using the Dragonbane RPG by Free League Publishing. I'm Nathan, your host, co-GM, and I'll also be playing Brains, the idiot Wolfkin thief. Let's meet my friends and fellow cast members.
I'm Malcolm, your co-GM, and I'll also be playing Corinne Rinesmith, the judgy halfling bard.
Hi, I'm Tyr, and I'll be playing Dane Ringson, a human scatterbrain scholar.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Sigyn, elfin huntress.
Hey all, this is Anthony, and I play Kurgan, and he wants to remind you,
you should go and get stuffed.
Hello everyone, this is Sean. Now we'll be playing Baylor Banefire, Dwarf Artisan Specialist.
I'm Tim, AARPG's latest temporary Double Seeker probationary player. I play Quiverwing, the enchanting mallard whose spellbinding plumage shivers like distant lightning on a moonlit night.
Together, we'll explore ancient secrets of a long-forgotten empire, facing challenges and forging our destiny in a world where every castle, cave, and crypt holds the echoes of a bygone era. Get ready for an epic journey filled with laughter, suspense, and unforgettable moments in the Misty Vale.
Hello, and welcome to Advanced Age Roleplaying Heroes Podcast. We're playing Dragonbane. And maybe I'll cut all that stuff that out. If you didn't hear anything weird, then I cut a whole bunch of shit out. But we're playing Dragonbane. This is the episode 15. I lied last week. Last time I said it was 15, but that really wasn't 15. That was 14. This is episode 15. This is the real episode 15. Yeah. And we're actually going to...
We've heard you say that before.
I am so thoroughly confused.
It's really four, but I said seven. I'm really sorry. Yeah, we know.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, we're just not good at measurements.
That's what she said.
I would just say
basic numbers.
Yeah, numbers. It's just numbers.
But you said it was eight.
So we're at this Oracle Cave, and Malcolm is the GM, and I almost my character Brains almost froze to death. But I'm not doing a recap. I'm going to hand things over to Malcolm, and Malcolm is going to try to kill our characters with the environment.
That is not what I'm going to try.
And also spider people.
Mm. There is do or do not. There is no try. And it's Dragonbane, so it's more like you do. Well, we last left off. Our intrepid heroes fled the caves in complete fear and terror after several encounters with just...
Bravely ran away.
Oh, I did not flee. Ran away and took refuge in the woods as a poor, innocent child lay somewhere in the Oracle Cave.
What?
Pregnant by spiders.
The kid that got taken by the villager kids. That's
right. The one we were sent to rescue. Yeah, that one.
Yes,
I'm sorry. I was too busy polishing my knob.
Kidnapped by brigands. Brigands somehow ended up in here. So we can only hope that the dear child still is safe. After all, he seems either to be stuck or braver than you are. Anyway, you had a good rest, recharging your energies. The party has regathered, at least for the most part. Unfortunately, it appears that two of the members will not be able to make it at this initial entry back into the cave.
I think they're having an affair, guys.
Mm.
I just think they're wimps.
It's very disjointed. They should probably both be participating if they're going to do it.
The dog's pruning his feathers. He's useless.
But at this current time, we will be missing Quivering and Corgan Stonehammer, who somehow seem to have become confused of exactly where the cave entrance was.
He's getting protection money off the dog right now.
Also, Miserable Beast wandered off and they went to go find it.
Okay, so, that's good.
Once again, what remains of the party will be turned back to the underground cave, where other caves are. Yeah. Turned back to the cave in the hopes of finding the Oracle and the lost boy kidnapped by brigands.
So, our game master, Malcolm, I, Baylor, will attempt to craft a... Pop's going to say pontoon boat, but a raft... So we can somehow ford that stream, since some of us can't swim very well.
I did want to make a correction concerning the size of that river after looking at the drawings again and making some more comparisons based on distance. It is probably more like 3 meters across, maybe 2 meters across. So we're looking
We're jumping that motherfucker.
So it's like 6 feet. So you could probably jump, and I'm so terribly sorry about all the terrible things. Oh, my
God, all that drama the last couple weeks and frustration.
Why did you try and jump it on the widest part?
Wait, my fellow travelers. Let me put my ocular implant on.
With the use
it's
of
only three.
Throwing some logs across, you could cross without getting wet at all, or you can attempt to jump it. Or you can just swim it, which we know how that went.
I'll craft a like a little thing.
We're taking a log.
I could throw a rope across for like a, some sort of anchor, like piece of wood to lodge between. So that way we can somebody have some rope to hold. So if they start having problems, it gives them an advantage to get up. Was that okay?
We can still dump off a 12-foot log.
Yeah, so or a 12-foot log.
Well, you know, if you want to make something that's going to be a boon to it, yeah. I mean, you guys can probably
craft that.
Even a simple crafting roll.
So, you know, add a log down there.
Good.
Like two of us just carry one log and drop it down there, and yeah,
okay,
I concur.
Yeah, so I'll carry one.
I'm just trying to use my crafting skill.
Yes. So,
okay, so a log.
Balor has split a log, joined two of them together, making a large, wide enough platform that it should help you get across if dropped across the freezing cold river. He's also put a secure rope on the far end, so basically you can grab a rope as you start across and go across. And
that lift actually makes sense.
Therefore, giving you a boon to get across the river with no problem and little chance of actually falling in and freezing to death.
Look upon my excellent creation.
Or worse yet, being swept away.
All of my work.
But by being frozen.
Baylor, you're very creative.
I love my job.
Don't encourage him.
So, oh, look, that's okay. You would only make a lesser log wire, but I, Balor Banefire, made a better one. Now come, my friends. Let's go.
Wow. So I guess whoever's, I guess some, we'll just, you'll designate who's going to be carrying the log and who's going to be carrying the light and who's going to be watching over all of this.
Well, if somebody carries a light, I can carry it. I got a 13 strength.
I got 13 strength too. I can
carry the light.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, between the three of us,
carry a light. Yeah, I can carry a light.
And neat thing too, if we get attacked, we can do that cool thing you see in all the old swashbuckling movies where they throw that gate thing on a bunch of attacking soldiers. We could do that. That'd be a cool move. So you gotta make somebody attack us.
We can arrow flint it. Let's go.
Well, right. Good luck to that. Well, fortunately, nothing followed you out of the caves in the night, nor is waiting in ambush when you arrive back at the same place at the bubbling intersection. Well, intersection with the stream.
There were two intersections with the stream, right?
Yes. Would you like to see that to get a better idea? Sure.
The reason I ask is because the left one seemed to lead to where the spiders were, and I don't want to go back to that.
So
do we want to risk whatever's on the...
As you can see, there are, you know, you can, if you can, there should be a little small smudge of a body.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Right.
And there is a passage... that basically...
So if we go left at the body, that we go to the place where I almost drowned.
Yes.
And if we kind of go straight past the little rock thing, then we go to a different spot.
A different spot with the stream, yes. Whoa, too far.
Yeah. Thank you,
no, hey, look at all that.
See that big old nest of spider webs? I saw that.
I'll be perfectly honest
that, yes, you actually... With a little bit of mapping, you can figure out that somehow the spider's nest is up north. Yes.
Spiders have nearly killed us all.
So I don't want to go back there because it's dark and there's a lot of spiders there.
So now comes the time the party must choose wisely. Your numbers are low and your power is waning.
Another reason...
Straight ahead to the left. I'll do whatever you guys want to do.
I vote straight ahead.
Is that like straight ahead up or straight ahead across?
Across.
To the east.
So not towards the nest that you went into before.
I would go away from the spiders.
Not towards the spiders.
Okay.
So we go east and back north to the spiders.
Okay.
I'm joking. So let's lay the bridge down.
I'm like, well, we don't know the rest of the
cave. I know we don't know the rest of it. I'm joking around.
Maybe it's just the den of ogres right before the spider den.
It's a den of dragons. Okay. All right, let's lay our bridge down and go.
So you're laying your bridge down. Why don't you all just give me agility roll at a boon?
I rolled
agility
a 6.
Agility roll at a boon.
I made it, though, the second roll.
Hit you.
Rolled a dragon. A 1.
Yay!
You dance across with such grace that everyone is amazed and cheers.
I rolled a...
Wait, I have one question.
Wait.
When did you go across? In what order?
I have the light, so I usually go either
yes,
in the middle.
Yes, that would make sense.
So when did you go? I'm sorry?
First. He would have gone first.
His light, he would have gotten...
Last.
Yeah, I would
have... So it's my bridge, I'll go first. Baylor will go first, because he's the fighter. Anyway.
Okay, so Baylor, you go first. Vanessa, you go.
I'll go second.
Dane, you go next?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so... All right. Anyone who goes after Dane will get an extra boon to their roll. Mm-hmm. It's such a good job of making certain the bridge is stable as he crosses.
I think that's the only time I've ever rolled dragons in this game have been on skill checks. Not for my skills, sorry, ability checks. Not my skills.
Oh, this bridge is so stable. I'm such a good craftsman. Look at this. Oh, I'm so, so proud of myself.
You should be.
But without incident. I'm assuming.
Yeah, I rolled a 6. I'm
okay.
Dane's holding his books above his head.
I rolled a 7. I'm good.
And they're on fire now because he hit the torch. No, no.
So you cross the bridge that you've made across the swiftly moving and freezing stream in this second corridor, cave. Yeah. The cave turns a bit further east and then turns back on itself towards the west. Then there is a branch that goes, that sort of zigzags back eastward, and a one that branches and continues further west.
So it forks?
It forks.
So based on our estimations, do we know which ways we haven't gone before? Or...
You think east is the way? It's definitely haven't gone before. West could possibly lead either past
west the spiders,
that spider nest, or
brains. Can you pick up the scent again?
Probably a bushcraft roll would probably tell you, or tracking or something.
Yes,
I'll do a bushcraft.
So I can follow for a full day. Has it been longer than a full day since I caught that scent?
Because you guys went out of the cave and stayed overnight.
Okay, that's right. Yeah. No, I'm sorry, guys. I've lost the scent.
My bushcraft, I did not make.
Oof. Okay. You're not certain. You think possibly it will take you past or either to it, but you don't know which, as far as going west. Going east, it just turns up in the darkness, and you can go that way. And you don't think you've been that anywhere near that far in the cave at all.
Hmm.
My instincts is still to the west would be the spiders, because the other passage across the waters was to the west.
Let us go east, then.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. We shall continue east. Well,
hope the kid isn't with the spiders.
With the light lanterns, you
I'm
guys.
So bored.
Who knows? You head east and soon come across two things. Further east, it appears to be an opening that the sounds of it opens into a much larger chamber, and get another passage going west from there.
I will sneak forward.
Into the chamber?
Well, at least to the edge of the chamber to see if I can hear signs of movement or other activities.
Okay. Why don't you give me a sneak roll to slip up there quietly, and hopefully unobserved.
Made it by 1.
Mm.
14.
Oh, that's not good. That's not a good.
You hear just the dripping of water. Maybe a slight shifting of stone, like, you know, like crumbles of rock here and there, but not much else.
Not the chittering of spiders.
No, there is something scratching at the head, but it's not very. It's not really, if anything, it's not a lot of spiders. Maybe a bug or two. You don't really know.
Well, then I will wave the rest of the party forward. I will still have my bow drawn and ready to go.
Okay. So, Bella, are you?
Yeah, I'll move forward.
Head up, neck, move forward.
I'll try to be sneaky.
Into the darkness.
Oh my god, I made it by one. I only have you a too? Four sneak.
And you too, huh? Silent as a tomb in a cave. Then,
I don't like caves. I'm a dwarf.
Dane, you arrive with your light.
Right.
And chainmail.
And chainmail. So, your brightly polished chainmail and your light. You can choose to try and be stealthy, but, you know, it's up to you. I wouldn't, you could say Bane on that, but
I mean, he's got a light.
and he doesn't have the stealth skill at all.
But light pours into the chamber. And along the walls of this cave, there are old swords, armored covered with dirt and dust, and yellowed bones that blanket the floor, as well as gnarled on skulls and such, strewn throughout the chamber, which is easily about, you know, 6 meters by maybe 10 meters in size, with two apparent exits out of it. One appears to be another one of those thin passages that you guys saw before, and a normal size, you would say, or at least a passage you can transverse on the south wall of this chamber.
Guys, this appears to be some sort of den. I know a den.
Really?
I see one.
We never guessed. Look up.
You look up. And there you see it.
A rhino-sized alien.
Hanging on the ceiling. Stalactites.
Oh, no. You dick. My mortal nemesis.
Rhino-sized stalactites.
That would be awesome.
No sign of anything angry that we've walked into it, so that's a good sign.
Well, there's nothing overtly obvious that you've walked into. I mean, no one's really doing any type of, like, you know, using their skills
You see
yellow bones and, you know, I'm going
to inspect the bones and see if any of them are delicious.
Oh, Jesus.
Really? I'm going to look through the assortment of weapons and look for any unusual artifacts or signs of recent passage.
I will spot hidden.
Well, that will be a spot hidden, and you'll need also probably a bushcraft.
I'll do both. Right. Yes. So I'll do spot hidden first. Tier?
I will assist Sean.
I was going to look at the whole arrangement.
Hold on, to see if it
resembled some sort of like layer or symbolic function, or if these were all from one time period or different time periods.
So, probably to discern that, you'll probably need myths and legends.
I will give you one.
Let's see if you can give me that.
So, I got a dragon on spot hidden.
Ooh. I rolled a 3. I did well.
All right. So, let's start off with where we went. And did you make a. Were you waiting for him to do a spot hidden before you did your bushcraft, Chris, or was Siggy doing that then?
I can do the bushcraft.
Okay. Yeah, I did the spot hidden.
I got a 3 on my bushcraft, so
I'm okay. Good.
Correct. So, here we go. Boom, what's up? So sorry.
It's a gelatinous giant.
What? Yeah.
Brain.
Yes.
You have gnawed on many a bone.
I have gnawed on a few bones.
These bones. Well, the one you're chewing on now, you're definitely certain it's humanoid. It's very, very old, very bitter.
No marrow
to it. Terrible experience as far as bone dining. It exactly has nothing that you want in bones.
I'm very, very particular about the bones I chew on.
Yes, you're very disappointed with this. This is not, I mean, you probably shouldn't have tried to eat bones in a cave that don't have any type of scrap of meat on them. And these obviously look like they've been here a while. I mean, first of all, you literally had to lick off the dust and then start to milk. So it was just a terrible dining experience for you.
Also, bone dining is a great euphemism.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
All right. And Balor, as you search through these items, which is much to the annoyance of Dane, who can see that he's rearranging all kinds of things as he's moving things around, and doesn't particularly help you too much with your bushcraft, Siggy, you do find some loot.
Ooh.
One treasure card. Let's see. Say one.
I got a dragon. So.
What? Oh, good.
Among
this initiative card.
No.
It's the one ring.
I got to figure out how to get this in the focus, but I don't think it's going to happen. Anyway, it is a silver ring that you find among the debris. It is worth 8 silver coins. And that's where we'll start with that one. And I'll go on with, that's just what you find in you're immediately digging as far as spot. There are other things
there,
though.
It looks so good on my finger.
Having succeeded at your myth and legends, he reveals that these are ancient relics, likely from the Draconian Empire of Elidane. Most of these items. There are broadswords, flails, chainmails, an open helm. That's still among the usable that's in usable condition is what you guys found there, in addition to the silver ring, Sean. So those 4 items you can still use. The rest is just in the condition that it's just too far gone.
So we got the silver ring.
There was a silver ring worth 8 silver.
8 silver. Mm-hmm.
There is a broadsword, a flail, a set of chainmail, and an open helmet, which are still in usable condition, which are relics from the Draconian Empire of Elidane. Hmm.
So what happens is Dane will wander in the middle as he's holding the lantern up, looking at them, and just start talking about them, like he's dictating to a book, like for his notes. It's like, these are ancient, very old, likely from Elidane's empire. How they're in this cave and untouched for so long.
It's fascinating.
I'm guessing whatever ate these people is why they're untouched.
What you discover, Siggy, is there's not actually any particular droppings or anything to show that this is a used cave by anything anymore. But it may have been at one time. The one thing you're certain of, that it probably was used as, even honestly, not a place like necessarily a almost like a sleeping chamber, possibly, or some sort of flushing, but it was also flooded at some point in time.
But not recently, no.
No, and that the dust and so forth and the bones. The bones seem to have, to be perfectly honest, you do not find what you can find, like literally a whole entire skeleton among them. It's all sort of broken up. And most of them don't appear to have any particular gnaw marks on them, which is kind of odd. None are in the armor and helmets. It's just like they're sort of just among the implements. They're sort of yellowed in age. But this is not a lair of any creature. And nothing has used it as a lair. But you do find tracks that have gone through here. And there are a number of them. At different times. But even though they were moving stuff around, which has made it difficult in some ways to track it down, but you do see that there are, you think there was at least orcs, some tracks of orcs, some of humans, mm-hmm. and something else.
Can we tell what's the most recent?
The most recent is one set of human tracks, and then after that, one set of orc tracks. The orc tracks seem to go... Both of them seem to have gone west.
And the orcs were following, right?
I mean, yeah, the human didn't appear to, like, seem to have moved around the room and then just sort of left. while the orc tracks, you think comes from that sort of like small, there's a, like in that northern core, northern mm-hmm. passage that's kind of like you have to sort of squeeze through, came through there, then entered the chamber, and then headed west.
So the tracks seem to have come from the north and headed west, but that's not where the...
That's only the orcs.
The humans, orcs.
Humans, you look, you'll need to go backtrack him outside the cave. You can do that pretty easily if you'd like. In the dark, probably not, but you'll probably need a lantern.
But mostly it's a matter of they do not seem to come from the cave entrance that we're aware of.
Not that you're aware of, but you're not really sure about the human. It seemed very confused.
I will try and... So there's entrances... There's that narrow entrance to the west, and...
Yeah, there's a narrow entrance to the northwest, and there's a large... There's a standard size just to the south, and the entrance you guys came through, which is on the western side of the cave. Would it help you if I show you a visual picture of it or something?
No, I think I have.
Okay.
So can I check these entrance to the south for activity? See if there's any tracks or recent evidence of movement there.
Do you take a light with you?
Yes.
Good idea. Bane,
do you have a light?
All right, so I'll provide the light.
Karen will stay here in this room since it doesn't require going into danger.
I might put this open helmet on.
Karen, while you're doing that, look at that armor, if you would, and see if there's any inscriptions or writing on it.
Why do I want to do that?
Well, the inscriptions of the armor and the writing we found in the knight's tomb had nothing on it.
Yes.
This is from the same time period, and I'm curious. It's a theory I have. I'm working on.
All right, fine. I'll take a look and see if there's anything written on it. Make note of it. Sing a song. Get licensing.
Okay.
It's part of my brand now, I suppose.
Yeah, you own it.
So, you go to the southern passage. You're not very far, only a few meters in, but it becomes noticeably that it is colder, a cold air coming out of this passage, and moist, like there is some sort of moisture beyond.
It's probably the river again. But no sign of unusual tracks there, or...?
Yes, when you do see that apparently the human tracks coming from the south, coming from the southern passage. It only goes until do you continue backtracking them?
No, I do not. If they were coming into this passage, I think he just found another way across the river, probably from that other narrow passage. One of the mushrooms. Tane, what do you think?
I don't know if we should pursue this or we should just go to the other.
To the northeastern?
Indeed. I mean, this seems like it's going back towards the way we came, is it not?
Seems so, yes. We'll go ahead and repeat the process to the...
So you just turn back around and go back to the chamber with the bones and the salt. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. And yes, of course, you find the party there. Karen goes, there's something written on it. I can't decipher it. But apparently this person had a name, or at least was known for something.
Let's take a look. Do you need a roll?
You have languages, right?
I do have a languages of 13.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
I rolled a 12. So yes, I passed. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You think the name is Astrid.
And that's on the helm, the broadsword?
He's on the broadsword.
The helm? Somebody should wear it.
Because currently right now, Balor has the helm on, is trying it on.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying it on. Anything to help. So I don't know what it gives me, but, you know.
You think you might need some more padding in it, which can be easily be repaired, you know? You think you can definitely do that?
I just can't wear it now. Okay, no problem.
Oh, no, you just need to make, you know, it won't be super secure, but it can protect you if you put like some, you know, you cool. just wrap a rag under there and just toss it on your head. You know, it could still work. It's not the greatest fit because it was obviously made for some...
If only we had some sort of smith.
Nobody told crafts. Us. Yeah, you know that. A little bit of work. You could definitely make this work. But right now, yeah.
I don't have time, and frankly, I want to live, so I'm going to make it work right now. Take an old sock or something, you know. Give me your socks, quick. No, just put it on.
It's basically just putting some sort of like rag in there or some sort of thing that's going to give you some cushion.
How much armor is that worth?
An open helm. Give me 2 seconds to give it a look for you. Just. Yeah.
If it's too much, I'll take this off.
An open helmet will give you a +1 to your armor rating.
Okay, +1, and leather is what? Nice. 4 or 3? I forgot.
Leather is 1.
1. Okay, so 1 + 1. That's 2. I'll take it. All right, cool. Thank you.
Just so you know.
You're better with numbers than Nathan.
It does give you a bane on awareness rolls.
Okay.
Okay.
My awareness is 6, so it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah. And does anyone do you just sort of pack up or deal with the other relics or leave them?
Yeah, well unless somebody wants to. The other two, you know what the relics are?
Does anyone want to use the broadsword?
We have chainmail, and we have a flail, and we have a broadsword.
I don't know how to use the sword, but I'll take it to carry it. I know which end is pointy.
It doesn't hurt. I mean, I'm already carrying 2 weapons. I can't carry another one.
Aren't you already carrying a sword?
What do flails fall under?
I
can drop
it. I don't need it.
I mean, it's just...
Flails fall under hammers?
I would think so, yes.
I think flails would fall under hammers, I believe.
Yes, okay. That wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, I'll take the flail if nobody else.
The longsword I picked up from the skeletons, it's only fair condition. I'd rather take this broadsword.
Okay.
I mean, this is from the Dragon Empire. It's a relic.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll take the broads. I can do something with that. We can sell that sword later.
It's also the thing is, take note, is the longsword will require a strength of 13 to use without any particular difficulty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the broadsword is going to be used with a strength 10.
Oh, that's good because I actually only have a strength 11.
Yeah, right. so you'd be able to use it.
We'll take the broad longsword with us. And this chainmail, who does it fit?
It apparently was made for humans.
Let me make a roll for a humans.
It's made for larger 2 humanoids.
Okay, it's made, so we'll have to pack it up.
So it won't fit a dwarf or probably
how about a wolf.
It should fit a wolfling.
It would, but what do I get? What's the bane do I get on sneaking or something?
Chainmail is sneaking and evade.
Sneaking and evade. You're in the wheelhouse.
Yeah, no. Yeah, all right, no.
Pack it up. We'll just carry it. Take it with us, and
I'll
be ready to drop it.
4 armor
rating. Moment's notice. Yeah,
it is a 4 armor rating.
Oof! Mm-hmm. I'm going to be modifying that chainmail.
All right, so we should west or northeast.
Northeast means it's another one of those cramped ones where you basically won't be able to draw your weapons or hold things out. You have to sort of move and shovel sideways to get to that passage.
The orcs came through the northeast. I thought.
Yes, he did.
Larger than us?
No. The same size. Sometimes a little better fit. They all do leg day. You know how it is.
Don't skip
blame. I mean, they're fit, but yes, with a little effort, we can get through, barely. You don't know if, I mean, that's apparently the track that you found was for one orc who did that. And you did find one orc, actually.
The cramped quarters to the northeast or the spider den to the west?
I vote cramped quarters because it doesn't bother me.
I also vote cramped quarters.
I don't relish the idea of either one. Honestly, I had a hell of a time trying to get through that.
What did we have to roll? Well, I think I'm a little better now.
That was acrobatics last time.
I'm at a 7 now, so maybe I'll make it. Yeah.
I don't have to roll for cramped spaces anymore.
I'll go fuck you.
So you can take the cramped space passage to the
northeast or go to the western passage without being cramped, able to carry your weapons and your lighting without difficulty.
I kind of vote for the western passage.
I'm just pointing out the
bays. You want to go for the spiders? Sure, let's go for the spiders.
Very well, if you feel we should take the spiders on.
I don't want to take the spiders on. I got stuck in the last passage.
We don't have a choice. It doesn't really matter which way we go. We're going to face something. So why don't we all be adults here and just face the facts and just pick one of the lesser evils.
The lesser evil is the one without the spiders.
Which is lesser evil for you, exactly?
Well, look, if you all can help me get through there, fine.
But we can certainly help you get through. It's just a matter of squeezing
fine,
and...
Fine. Let's go for the little one. Let's go for where we get, you know, whatever. The tight spot, I guess. That's fine.
Okay.
Oh, God, I'm going to look bad.
So you're going to squeeze up that passage. Understand again, once again, I said before, you will not be able to actually draw any weapon mm-hmm. or actually carry a light source when you're maneuvering through there.
Okay.
But I guess you could try
and hang a lantern or something, but you basically need your hands free so you can even maneuver around.
Okay.
Reigns, I suggest you go first, and I will assist someone who would go second.
You can say me. It's okay.
Yeah, I'll go first.
So, why don't you give me an acrobatics roll?
Regular or with a...
That is no particular modifier on there.
12. So, yeah, I made it.
Okay. You slip through, and it is, you know...
Shimmy, maybe
12 meters, 12, 15 meters in length as it curves and then switches back and forth. And by the time you get out, you're deposited in another, you know, carved out cave corridor with the passage going both east and west. And west, it seems to be flat, and you can have a cold breeze coming from the west. And to the east, it leads to stairs carved in stone.
Ooh. I scream and fall to the ground. I'm kidding.
In shock.
Wolves don't do stairs well, I guess.
Oh, no!
Who's next?
Mm-hmm. I will go next.
My dogs have trouble with stairs, so I'm...
I will assist
you Maylor. Walk on two legs. You'll be fine.
Well, I failed the first... So the what does the boon give you? Another roll, right?
If I'm assisting him getting through?
Okay. First roll was a 16. And second roll was another dragon.
Wow.
It was my help, of course.
It was your help. That's two tonight. Jesus.
You said turn sideways. Just turn sideways.
Oh, yes. I'm trying to walk on my hands.
Suck in that gut.
Thank you.
I have to stop trying to walk on my hands.
He just sort of went there broadly like he's walking to a parade. And he's like, I got to get through here. Just... turn sideways.
Oh, wait a minute. Just a second. You said exhale. I was inhaling. Oh, sorry.
Aren't your people from the caves?
Yes. Well, we make the caves bigger. We are grand builders. This is crap. It was made by nature. What do you expect?
Oh, bother.
Look, do you want to try to... If you both help me on
me
either
light.
Side, if I can try to get through, yes, I'll pass the light through first,
And I will take the light from I'll take the light from Dane.
All right,
and I will, yeah, that's his name.
All right, there so that go. Gives me we'll that gives me two, right?
Yep.
Now I have a agility of 14. What's my default? Is it 7?
Yeah, it's half.
No, it's
looking at acrobatics.
Number. No, it's a specific number.
I don't have, I don't have acrobatics.
So. He's human.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 14, was yours?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a 6.
Okay. All right. I'll give it a shot. 3 dice. None of them make it. A 10, 11, and 12.
Okay, so let's take a condition. And why don't you tell me what happens with taking this condition?
I poo myself.
Dane's going to get exhausted trying to push, pull, being squeezed, trying to get through this passage and just can't.
Okay, so you're stuck for about a stretch, and we're kind of,
held there, and you can make another roll.
Turn the books sideways, so the narrow part is going through the crevice.
I don't want to damage what? The spines.
Why are you reading while you're walking through? I don't understand.
I was looking for a passage on how to get through small spaces.
Step one, put the book down.
I think I can hear something.
So, three dice, I passed on two of them, a four and a five.
All right. You get through.
Oh, good.
He's going to panting, and I hate small spaces. I don't like them.
Karen comes through whistling. Well, that was weird. Then she, using a rope, pulls a lantern through. So, let's go do that again.
See stairs?
So, there are stairs. Stairs to the east.
Stairs.
Going up. And a passage that's level going to the west, where there is a cool breeze coming from.
If we rest for 15 minutes, do I get that? Can I relieve the condition?
If you choose to rest here in this cave, in this passage.
Well, I mean, we're talking about 15 minutes. It's more like.
Mm. Yeah.
Catching my breath.
Nothing bad can happen.
Can I just have a minute?
Of course. 15 minutes?
You want to sit here? Hey.
Fine. No, let's continue. I'm in
the. No, I'm just asking to make certain that you're taking a stretch there. No.
No, let us continue. I understand. I hate small spaces. I hate them.
Well, then perhaps we'll have larger spaces.
I culturally find that offensive, but I'll get over it. No, I won't. I'll remember forever. You know, we live in little small houses with round doors.
I've read about it. I've never.
Well, you're not coming ever now. No, you will not be invited. I will definitely make sure you're not on those lists. Go to your big houses with your excessive amount of large rooms over your head.
And now I feel doubly terrible. Thank you.
Did the villagers?
I do what I can.
Did the villagers at all explain where to find this oracle in the oracle cave, or are we just winging it?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let us continue.
Up. If I were an oracle, I would like to be up. I thought the stairs were up.
The stairs do go up.
Oh, I thought they went down. Sorry.
No, they ascend.
Do we do we see any? Hey,
footprints?
Who's good at tracking? Do you see footprints?
I'll investigate the area. I suppose it's Aziz Light.
Again, could you try to remember my name?
Baylor, light.
I have it. I'm right here at the light.
Okay.
Been here at the light the whole time.
That one made it by four.
Okay.
But it was bushcraft, right?
Yes. That's what you use.
Because then I made it by two. I was reading hunting, which is four, so I made it by two. Either way.
Yeah. So, yes. The stairs do not appear to be revealing any particular tracks on them, mostly because it looks like they are used to a certain degree, but not much, but basically sort of kept.
So they're clean.
Somewhat tidy, cleaned. Yes, not as tidy or dirty, but, you know. But the stairway, you know, basically the stairs turn steeply, or pretty steep, and are narrow, but not as narrow as the passages came through. And this tunnel appears to be carved, but leads sharply upwards. So do you choose to continue upward?
I don't have a problem with it.
I believe we should go upward.
Okay.
It shows signs of recent use and regular maintenance.
Well, lead on.
Indeed.
Very well. We shall continue upwards.
It is leg day. We must go use the stairs.
And it will be leg day. It is a arduous ascent. And it goes on for several minutes. And the tunnel opens up to reveal a small keep. With an extensive view of the Iron Forest as you emerge out of the caves.
Mm.
Orcish grunts can be heard from the lookout on the other side of the wall of this keep.
So, Douse the light? Is there light, you know?
Is there ambient light?
It's outside, right?
You basically come out and just, you come outside and there's like a keep that you're sort of like almost attached to or something that's right there. And you can see from your venue, from your vantage point that you are on the side of like sort of a large hill, like something, and you can see the Iron Forest beyond, and the keep is right there. So let me see if I can figure out a way to show you, give you a better image of this real quick, just so you guys, just the players will understand where you are. So as you can see it, you come up the stairs and come on this sort of land. You don't see that. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just sort of lying to you. Come up the stairs, and there's sort of a landing, but like, there's this, the passage right near, right there, as soon as you come at the bottom of the stairs, there's a wall to your immediate right, and you can hear orcish voices beyond it. And straight ahead, you can see a short wall and see out into the Iron Forest. You can proceed around the corner or whatever, but, you know, that's what you can see right now.
I put a finger to my snout.
What did you say?
Said there is danger ahead.
I shudder the lantern.
I put a finger to my snout and I point to myself, like this, kind of like overboard, and I go point, and then make like very pronounced like walking forward motions with my hands, and I proceed to sneak forward around the corner.
I don't know what he's saying.
Just go along with it. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm gonna sneak up around the corner and see if I can and stay low, so I'm not over the low wall, mm-hmm. and see if I can sneak up on the orcs.
You may make your... I'm assuming you're going to use your sneaking.
Yep. Roll a 4.
Let me just see what the contest goes like.
I've got a 17 sneaking. I rolled a 4. So I think if we're doing a competitive thing, it should be in good shape. I don't
know if it works that way. It could just be like, you know... Well, you are silent as a wolf on the prowl.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah,
and so you round the wall to see?
Yeah, round the wall to see, and then like, I guess go to the edge and try to listen.
Well, you can definitely hear a discussion going on among the orcs. Sadly, it's unfortunate at this point, they do not appear to be speaking in common.
Ooh. I can roll languages. I could roll a dragon.
You could.
No, I did not. Dwarven. Yeah, no, I can't understand any goddamn thing they're saying.
Can you tell how many there are?
3,000.
Anything I can tell from the voices? Like, are they like in the next room?
They're right around the corner. Do you look? I wasn't said if you were looking as well.
Yeah, you know what? I'm a curious bugger. So I'm gonna look low.
You're low and you look. Yeah. With your socially, and you see like there's at least 6 orcs. There, 2 of which are having this discussion and so forth. One who is down, who's sitting there looking, what looks like he's looking over some sort of paperwork. He sort of stops and looks up in your direction. And you can... and you withdraw your head, you think. Yeah. You might have done it in time.
Do I hear any... Are they still like talking like normal? Well,
2 are still talking like normal. Then the third one you hear something say, and he says it in common, I think I saw someone. Did you see someone or did you not see someone? They break open a comment. Oh, it could have been someone's dog. Well, what would their dog be doing here? I don't know. Maybe she brought in dogs to do a search. How is a dog going to help? And they go back into Orcish.
I will walk slowly back to my compatriots.
Okay.
So there's stage whisper. There's 6 of them.
What?
There's six of them. Six. They think I'm a dog.
Well, they insulted your heritage. We must kill them all.
So why don't you all give me an awareness roll?
Okay.
Now that's going to go poorly. Wow, 19. I'm not aware of... I think he's a dog.
I rolled a 3.
I rolled a 7.
Good for you.
I am unaware.
Did we succeed or not?
Yes, 3 and a 15. 3 and a 15.
Yeah, 7 out of a 13. So.
Okay. So he's explaining... Balor and Karen are kind of like, what is he? What are you saying?
Is he saying he's a dog?
I don't, mate. He's definitely not. They don't like that. And then you two can hear definitely the sort of feet movement, like some chainmail, some sort of like armor and weapons and so forth. And you you also hear that.
Motion everyone back into the stairs.
We're talking.
The grunting is coming from the party of orcs that's
right there.
They turned their corner and looked around, and there's like one guy. He's
oh, hello. Yeah, can I say that in orcish?
If you want to, but you can.
I mean, does it look like he's waiting for a reply?
No, he's just like, you say hello. He cleared his throat, and you say.
I'll say hello in orcish.
Okay.
Actually, no, I miss my languages by two.
Okay. I fucked your mom, is what you said. Hey, I fucked your mom.
There is one of them raises an eyebrow, and Karen will draw a knife, but anyway,
I have my sword at the ready.
I'll be backing to the stairs.
They say, the one in front says, and come, are we lost, or are we searching for death?
We're looking for a lost child. Unless the little child is named Death, that's not what we're looking for.
Yeah. Indeed, we're not looking for
looks
death.
He looks over to one of his companions who looks sort of shrugs like, I have no idea about a child being lost.
Lost human child from the valley.
You know how the blonde human children are very, very precious to the humans? They will do anything for a blonde human child.
What are you trying to do?
I'm explaining to them what we're doing here.
You think it's code for this? It could be code for it. What? Why are you here?
Do you have a blonde human child?
His name is Warwick.
Yep. Yeah. He's
stolen
a name.
From Weaver's Hollow. Perhaps you know Weaver's Hollow.
He's not named Death.
I say, this is rude. What are you trying to accuse us of?
Perhaps there's been a misunderstanding. We should just let's refresh and start over, shall we?
Where's the child?
I don't think they have the child.
They don't know what we're talking about.
In the village, says one.
No, that's why we came here, because the child was...
Another one goes, in the woods. Another one goes, in a cave? It's a game? We don't know this one.
It sounds like they're guessing.
They don't know what we're talking about.
We are tracking
a group of
bandits who stole a child from Weaver's Hollow.
That is the excuse. The one in the front, that's the excuse you're using. Yes.
It's not an excuse. Are you calling me a liar? I take offense to that, my good orc.
I'm telling you a deceiver.
You could be lying to us. Do you have the child?
We do not have the child.
Well, then you're wasting our time. Now leave us alone and let's get back to our job.
We don't know if he's wasting his time. He could actually just help us by giving us information if he knows where these bandits went to.
Yeah, bandits in the cave. The cave that we just came from.
Yeah, we went into the cave following bandits, and we came out here, and we came upon you fine folk. You're not the bandits that were described to us. You're just obviously here doing something on guard duty. Have you seen some bandits and a small human child named Warwick?
We've seen no bandits, nor a child named Warwick. That seems like an unlikely story, says Karen.
Why is everyone here so untrusting of each other? I don't understand it.
I am just insulted, not untrustworthy. I just don't think they know what we're talking about. No, they're looking for some item I don't care about, and we will go find this child. Now, if you don't mind, we'll be on our way.
Item. What?
Listen, we're going to be on our way now. Do not interfere with us. It would not bode well for you.
Who said item? I didn't say item.
I said they're talking about some weird item. They've been hinting at it like they're being sneaky. You're horrible at this.
Perhaps that's a code word for the item you said.
We're not being sneaky. Are you here searching for the statuette or not?
Oh, so you're searching for a statuette? So you're searching for an item. We are looking for a child. Fuck your item. Fuck you. And get out of our way. I am not going to be talked to like this.
I recommend against this very harsh words.
Wen goes, should we tell Agra?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But she's a terrible assessment of people.
Does she have a small
She's
child?
Probably smarter than you are right now. You're wasting our time. So go talk to Agra. Talk to the fucking trees. Talk to that fucking wall over there. But we are going to go continue looking for this child.
What he said, says Karen.
Yeah. Pardon me. These are orcs, yeah?
Yes.
Wait, would you be in the service of Marduk?
It is pronounced Marduk. But yes.
You said Marmaduke.
Oh, I apologize. I've only ever heard it spoken by non-orcish members. So, thank you.
A bit more bristled when you say that. And who do you serve? Do you serve him?
No. We actually have a kind of a communal...
I don't know.
Part of we don't have a particular leader.
They'll bear the mark if they do.
We don't have a mark. Now, if you mean the mark of the demon lord Sathmog, no, we don't have that. We ran across some fellows back in the forest that did. We don't have that.
Why don't you give me a persuasion or a buffing roll to try and...
Okay, I'll do bluffing.
It's more like persuasion. But if bluffing's better, go.
It depends on what he's doing. Is he lying or is he trying to convince them of something?
No, 18 out of 20. I might want to push this.
I do have someone who's good at it, but she doesn't really care for these people.
Yeah.
It's because of a branding issue that happened earlier as far as the concert. They just literally just ruined her whole entire
life.
There's no freaking... intimidation on this.
You know what? I'm gonna take a boon if I can. Can I take another boon? This will be number two.
You mean you're gonna push then. This?
Yeah, push the roll.
You're gonna push the roll and take another condition?
Yeah.
Does your skill... Don't you have that skill that lets you remember something from a book?
I do. I have. But that doesn't let me re-roll things.
Oh, gotcha.
That just lets me sub something, some skill I have for another skill.
What he was suggesting, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But well, I mean, I have a 12. I have a 12 bluffing. I just rolled an 18, okay. So I'm going to try pushing it, and I will take. Does this take effect after I make the roll or before they make the roll?
What?
The condition.
The status effect.
Condition will take after you make the roll.
Okay. All right. I will take disheartened if I manage to fail this. Okay. Try one last. Ooh. 7. So I passed. 7 out of 12.
Well, they are. They seem satisfied that you are not serving. Sathmog, or something else, someone else. But you know,
which dude was Maladuk?
Maladuk was the orcish leader of.
Is the orc chieftain?
Chief. I thought it was a she.
Yeah, she's still a chieftain. Okay. Or chieftain,
that's right. Yeah, okay. But she's the leader of the orcs who has crews looking for the statue.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So,
why do they want the statue? Well, I mean, what statue?
Do you say it out loud?
Yes. Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
We didn't mention that it was a statue.
You said statuette. Said statuette.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Mal never got it. He's like,
you guys are...
Well, very well. He goes, we must get the statue back and drive out the servants of Sathmog from this valley. They all sort of look in unison at Dane with the humans.
Look, I have no association. I hate those guys. They tried to stab me. They suck.
Yep.
Yeah. look, you know, no, no.
Even now, they do the bidding of the... I would even call him more. He can't even be called mortal.
Oh,
I know. The bidding of the villagers.
The one who lives on the one who lives on the island.
So you do know of Azrael Kalth.
Well, I fear to say that name, but sure, if you wish, because we killed...
You are an orc.
No,
of course, but we should fear it. We will drive them and all their evil servants from this valley once we have the statuette.
Well, okay. You do you.
Look, we're kind of here...
But you're looking for a child. Well, all
right,
I can
we
say
are looking for it.
Very dangerous. We lost... who? He's like Abus Chez. Chez disappeared.
Chez.
Yeah. well back. We are supposed to be trolling, of course, the fort and the nearby region, going to the Iron Forest, looking for clues there, staying out of the caves. But, you know, Chez, he's like, oh, yeah, Chez. Oh, my God, yes. He's always just like, I gotta go. And it's like, you know what? We're not paid for that. There's trick laws as far as we're supposed to be working and we're not. And we're taking a recreation. That Chez went in the cave and never came back. I assume he was eaten by whatever lives in the cave.
And there's quite a few dangerous things down there, including very large poisonous spiders.
Oh, was he, well, oh, well, that's most unfortunate. Well,
we saw what was left of him, rather.
So the giant water thing got him, then?
What?
I don't know anything about that. I do know about the spiders.
Well, never mind, then. Guess it wasn't that. Yes, spiders? Something else. They also something else killed him.
The giant water thing. What is it? Where is this giant water thing?
Look, friends.
In the water?
Look,
says one of them? Is this another guessing game where we have to decide
where
it is?
Look,
in the trees!
This is all very tense.
This is Monty Python.
This is all very tense, friends. Okay? Look, if we could all just lower our weapons...
Then you can hear some, like, jingles and sort of walking in a heavy footsteps, and they'll just sort of straighten up a little bit, and then a large,
we should retreat.
Muscular, scarred orc comes around the corner. Armored, well-helmed, and she looks a bit miffed.
What? In the hells? 7 hells, 8 hells, 12 hells, 10 hells, 2 hells is going on here. We have a schedule to keep, and why haven't you killed them?
They're not looking for the statue. They are not worshippers of the demon.
Oh, loss?
Yes, they're looking for a child.
Oh, terrible.
I pushed Gain forward a little bit.
Yeah. Sorry. Yes, we are under contract. Me?
No, that's just what Karen says.
You.
I step on her foot.
we stopped in Weaver's Hollow, and a band of bandits had taken a child. His name is Warwick. And we followed the bandits up to the Oracle's cave and have been searching around for it. And we found several things, and spiders attacked us, and mushrooms threw spores at us. And it was very nasty. And then we accidentally came out here. And great. We've been conversing with your liegemen here. So, and I assume they have said they haven't seen any bandits, and you haven't heard any bandits.
Nope.
We did, however...
It is their job to kill anyone who trespasses in this fortress, of course.
Yeah, but we're not in the fortress.
We're not trespassing.
No,
we're
technically you're not. You're
yeah, we're still in the cave.
In a strange, dark pathway where no one's supposed to go. Where's Chez? Isn't he supposed to be...
Oh, he's dead.
Did you kill
no,
Chez?
No, we did not kill Chez. We did not
mean,
kill
they told us that. Chez.
They told us that.
Look, they're I was going to offer that we share a meal, perhaps, and discuss information, like civilized folk.
Well, that would be great. Wait. Karen?
Oh, I thought it was a different Agra.
Oh. Ooh.
Share a meal. That sounds delightful, says the orc. Cheat.
We have time for this.
Look, if they have information about the say water creature and the things that we don't know about, maybe we can take a minute to have a bite.
And perhaps they can get opportunity to apologize to us for being rude.
We have fish and we have turnips.
Accusing us of
well, you know
such
what?
Things.
Maybe we'll just skip dinner. We'll just catch you later. We've got plenty of things to do. There has been a party spotted in the iron forest. They believe they may be holding information that we need.
Okay. But you haven't heard anything about, and we'll describe the bandits like they're describing nothing?
No.
Okay.
But I will leave two orcs here to maintain vigil over the stairs.
It's fine.
Anyone but you, you stop them, ask them what their occupation is, if they happen to be brigands.
And just as an exchange of information.
Yes, as an exchange of information.
So we did kill a few members of the people who worship Sathmog on our way here, just so you know.
That's charming. Yeah. I do too.
Okay, that's great. But your men mentioned that there's some kind of water creature in this cave as we're about to go back in. Do you have any information about that? We don't know anything of.
It's in the water. It's big. Don't go in the water. It's not as big as the one in the other places, but it's a large creature that's in the water. Do not go in the lake. It's cold and the rocks are slippery.
Okay. That Very is cold. Excellent. Thank you so much.
Well, that is a report we got from the goblins 2 months ago.
Where's the lake exactly?
Down there somewhere. I'm not going. I'm not doing all those stairs on this side. I do the stairs coming up on the outside where the air is fresh, not in the cave.
But it's leg day.
That's fair.
Okay.
No, that's just not.
Well, friends, go in peace.
So wait. Share information. Have you seen or come across something that looks like...
One of the orcs pulls out a piece of paper and a drawing of a statuette and its different pieces.
Anything that looks like any of these?
Yes.
Have we?
I absolutely have. I have a drawing of that. And I'll just whip the drawing out. I have a drawing that I got in a village.
Hmm.
And the village is called so-and-so, and they have...
Asgard. Yes.
Yes. Yes. I also made these... he'll start whipping out other drawings that are just absolutely unrelated. But yes.
Who knew those trees blossom that way? That's great. That's great. That's great.
No, but I'm compiling a book, and it's part of my job. So,
back to what I started off with. Have you... seen any of these pieces of the statuette?
Is it worth something to you if we find it?
Yes, the survival of this very valley from falling to the demon hands.
Yes, but how much gold is it worth?
All the gold in the world. Dwarf.
That's a lot.
That's right.
That's a lot of gold for a dwarf.
Yeah. So we did hear some rumors and legends, and I'm happy to share with you from my book that there is a. This is important. This is very actually. So there is a tower in a tower that is apparently surrounded in mist, and the legend goes that is where one of the pieces of the statuette is. Now, which tower that is still up for debate, because it could, you know,
there's a lot of towers in this world.
Right, but there's some very ancient towers, because these are all from the reign of the Dragon Empire. So hopefully it is not on the weird island where the demon priest lives that I don't want to say the name because it's very bad.
That seems very unlikely that it would be stored there since he was imprisoned by the Dragon Emperor.
Right, well, it's hopefully that's not one of the things. So, there's apparently...
They don't give him his key to success on his own island realm. I'm prison, you need your key. Yeah. That would be the stupidest Dakin thing we ever could imagine happening.
Yeah. The orcs sort of agree, yes, that would be pretty dumb for Dakin.
I mean... So, based on all the information that I recalled from my time with the Guild of the Book and Candle, it's probably in the Star Catcher Tower? But I don't know.
Not familiar with the Star Catcher Tower name.
It's the archive of the Dragon Empire. It's the warehouse of all their relics.
She pulls one of...
Where the hell is... Oh, God, he's dead, right? You just send a message. That's the dwarven thing. It's not worth... Oh. Anyway. We appreciate the exchange. May you have good luck in finding your child.
Mm. Peace be on you. And if you do run across these bandits and they have a child, please... He comes from this village. If you...
If it happens at night, sure.
Well, peace be on you. Thank you. And just turns and goes.
Oh, and Karen is still sad.
God!
Oh, we should kill them all. In their sleep in a day.
Friend of yours?
Oh, yeah, we went to... Never mind. It was an experimental time in my life.
All right. So, okay. So Dane goes back in the cave and goes around a corner far enough and fucking starts shaking and collapses.
What's wrong, my friend? Are you okay?
I don't know how long I could have held out without telling them we actually have a piece of the fucking statuette on us. Okay?
I thought we did. I thought we had a piece. I didn't want to say anything.
I literally have it in my bag.
We don't want to.
Oh my God.
Come to the stairs.
Well, that's why I said he went out.
You said we went down.
Just like, yeah. I can completely show her, like, act like what we got and you don't got shit for your boss.
Shit, we're going to take all that and sell that shit.
I could do that.
I mean, look, she's going to feel really bad in about 2 hours when she realizes that it didn't answer the question she asked.
Let's go before she figures that out.
Because I feel stupid all the time when that happens. So, yeah, let's go.
Yes, let's. Back down the stairs.
Well done.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of dirty cunts. Fuck them. Let's go.
What he said.
They were really nice.
They're nice. No, they were polite, and they do things, and they follow labor laws. But, yeah, still, you know.
Labor laws.
That's kind of respectful. I like that.
Yeah, they do. They have a very good plan. It makes sense.
They have a health plan.
Well, maybe they're not so bad.
But, yes, they do actually have a healer on staff, usually at the main Saber camp. But, if you're into that kind of thing. Anyway.
Well, I like healers.
Yeah, okay. But they only work at night. Completely at night. And it's like, you know. Never mind. We're not talking about being.
Let's go.
For a change.
Okay. So back down the stairs.
So an arduous walk back down the stairs.
Oh, and then
at the end, you find the cave. I mean, the corridor, of course, that one that was going to the west where there is a wind coming from. And of course, the passage you guys slithered through.
Do we hear anything on the wind coming from the western cave?
All you hear is dust in the wind.
Just the blowing wind. Great hollow of the deep. What did we clean? Who can say?
Come, Baylor, let us investigate the western passage.
Gladly, my friend, gladly. Let's go forth and be
merry. All right, yeah, let's go check it out.
So, let me roll my spot hidden.
So, the orcs are looking for the statue, too. That's pretty cool.
And they mentioned something about a possible dwarf thing where a location be. So, let's mark that in our memories and go back to it. And I'm going to think about it as we walk along about where there might be a dwarf stronghold, location, ruins, anything along our map.
Yes. I made my spot hidden by 4. Roll 913 there, Malcolm.
As we search
forward into the unknown areas of we haven't checked yet.
The western passage.
Yeah, I'll do bushcraft as well to see if I can find any tracks leading off to that westerly direction.
Okay. I didn't make
the tracking, so.
Okay, it doesn't take very long because it's about like maybe like, you know, you can go about maybe like 5 meters before you come to the next. Let me just find it real quick to describe this to you. The next chamber, which is immense. So basically, the passage opens into a very large area.
Yes, excellent.
The tunnel opens to, based on the light that you have provided, into what is a seemingly bottomless shaft. The chamber is huge, a dark abyss that gapes before you. A thick cobwebs form a bridge that extends across the expanse of darkness to a passage and platform on the far side.
So this bridge, is it made of cobwebs or just covered with cobwebs?
Thick cobwebs form the bridge.
That's what I thought you said.
And on the far side, and you can hear on the actual echoing from the distance, the cry of a young human child.
Oh, shit, we got to go across this bridge.
I
guess I'm leading. Oh, God.
Do we really like the child?
It's a child. We have to save it. Plus, we're getting paid for this. we weren't getting paid. I don't know, but we are getting paid. So.
We are getting paid.
Yes.
Well, that was indeterminate at the time. I mean, but sure, yeah.
We've made it this far.
Yes,
through the orcs didn't kill us.
The cold water of death. Past the spiders of death.
I will lead us across this bridge. Oh, God.
So you will go first across.
I will go first as a dwarf.
As Balor steps on the bridge and the spider web bridge sways. And that is a wind from below that seems to blow up. It's cold and stale and smells of, well, something old. And the distant cry of a baby wails across the darkness, hoping for rescue. And that's where we'll end. Hope you guys enjoyed it, gentlemen. We will pick up next week to see what happens when you cross the bridge.
Well, that was going to fall off because he's not. Yeah. I'm not going to probably be
here.
Yeah,
I might skip next week.
Skipping means automatic falls. How do we get out of the adventure? And he fell into the abyss. Next, who's not going to be here?
So, all right. So, are we going to do our rolls?
Yeah,
sure.
We should do our experience rolls real quick. Why not?
Yeah.
And I must say, this will be nice. Okay, we'll start off with, let's just get you guys established as far as our numbers for this adventure. Did you participate in the game session?
Yes.
Did you explore a new location?
Yes.
Yes, I will.
Did you defeat one or more dangerous adversaries?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, we didn't fight.
We almost got in a fight.
Yeah. Did you overcome an obstacle without using force? Yes.
Oh, that would be it. So, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so we did that one. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you give in to your weakness? Yes.
Oh, yes. Totally.
I don't think I did.
Opportunity to.
It's easy for me to give in to my weakness.
So, all right. So depending on what you need for your character.
And you got dragons, right? And any dragons or demons?
Any dragons or demon rolls that you had?
Okay.
So I just had three rolls.
Six rolls. Yeah.
And
two dragons.
Let's start off with Sean because, you know, he got six rolls.
Yeah, why not? So I'm going to start off with raise my swords. It's at 14. I roll a 7. Not happening. All right. Next, we will raise my. Let me try my hammer. It's at 14. And that is a 3. So that goes up 1. Make a note of that. So
No. Wait, you have to roll over.
Your hammer was, you didn't roll over.
You had to roll over.
You got to roll over.
I did roll over.
Oh. 3 is not over.
No. That was for the sword. It's the second one. Wait a minute. What did I roll?
You rolled a 3, you said.
That was for the first one for the sword. Oh, wait a minute. I passed for my swords. I did it wrong.
Now I'm confused.
No, remember I rolled a 19. Well, higher than my. I can start. Okay, let's.
Higher is you higher than your skill.
Yeah, I know I fucked up. So the swords I rolled like a 16 on or something. So I got it up, but hammer didn't go up. So
okay, next.
My bad. So I'm gonna roll next. I'm gonna go. Spot hidden. This is 13. Try and raise that. I fucking failed. I rolled a 4. That's 3. I got 3 more. I'm gonna roll again for. Crafting, which is a 14. Try and get that up. I failed that. Rolled a 10. 2 more. So let's, one more. Let's try something simple. Bartering, it's at 4. Actually, change that. Acrobatics at 7. And I rolled an 11, so that goes up 1. So I raised 2 skills. 2 out of 6. Back to my old stuff. Yay.
All right. Terry, you want to go?
Sure. I am going to try to roll bluffing because I used that this adventure. I got a 12 and I rolled a 20. Right.
Yay. So
that makes sense to go up. Okay. I am going to try languages because I also use that. I have a 13 and I rolled a 9, so that does not go up. And the last one is I'm going to try bows. I have a 16 and I rolled a 15. So that's it.
All right. Chris?
I'll go next. Yeah. I will roll sneaking. I did use that. And sneaking is a 15. And I got a 20.
All right.
Nice. Yeah,
sweet. Let's see. And next we'll do evade, which is a 12. And I got a 12 exactly.
Good.
Beats it, beats it.
And lastly, this makes up for last week immensely already. What?
Sorry, I was just reading and that's...
keep going, keep going.
After basing your mark, roll a D20. And if your result exceeds your current skill level, it's increased by one.
You have to beat it.
You have to beat
it. We've been doing it wrong.
So I did not get evade then. Then I will get extra acrobatics, which is terrible. Acrobatics is an 8. And I got an 18. So that's good. So still 2 out of 3.
One thing you guys should also consider is when you are doing travel and you guys are having a long time that you're not going to be between adventures, think about skills that you have above 15 that you want to teach your other party members. You can do that.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to learn stealth and acrobatics.
Is that 15 or higher?
Skill level must be 15 or higher.
Okay.
And must
I've got a few.
And
teach sword play.
You know, the one you're taining, obviously.
Yeah.
I have one.
It gives you an additional advancement roll to improve the skill in question.
Yeah, I've got evade, sneaking, and acrobatics above 15.
Well, I'll be seeing.
Oh, shit. We should be talking.
You should be teaching us all.
Cave.
I need all of those.
All right. So I've got 3 rolls to get through. Hammers, I've got an 8 and rolled a 7. Acrobatics, I've got 16 and I rolled 12. And sneaking, I've got 17 and I rolled 15. So I got nothing.
Now, I understand, as far as the must succeed is only for the experience.
Yeah.
Whether rolls like skill rolls, it's just equal or lower.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I see why we were confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool deal. Well, thank you, Malcolm.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for watching.
Thank you, guys, for
listening.
You're listening.
Yes,
okay. Like, subscribe.
Like, subscribe.
Please do our windows late at night.
5 stars would be better. 6 would be better.
buy our rigatoni merch.
Enjoy
it. It should be out by now.
Come see us at PAX Unplugged.
Yeah,
right. This will air.
Shut up! Come see us at PAX Unplugged.
PAX Unplugged 2025.
Yes.
Yeah, 2025. Yeah. All right.
Bye, everybody. Airs.
Have a good night, everyone.
Peace. And we're rolling. I'm good.
And whose phone's going?
Of course.
Wait a minute, music got tier.
It's a hentai connection. Calling to let them know there's a new dropping, something dropping.
Hentai droppings.
I get the premiere releases. I don't wait for shit.
I am envious of that.
I am not. I'm very afraid.
Oh, you know, Malcolm, some of us never grew like you out of the hentai phase.
I was one of those people who never got into it. I was just like, nothing wrong there.
Some of your art you hid in
all
the back
that
of your
anime body. You had.
I will tell you, I didn't have any hentai in there.
Motherfuckers need Jesus.
I'm going to say this. I think I've actually moved out of mostly out of my hentai.
I was like,
it just hasn't moved out of him yet.
That's just nasty. That's what's wrong with it.
We must have a sermon for tear. We got to pray him out of it, Lord.
You're going to need a lot more. You're going to not a lot more parishioners. Really?
Oh, I got to work on it. There's a reason I was a cop, not a priest. Oh, Lord. I'm going to burn. Oh.
Yeah, we can only hope.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. So,
Yeah, so should I get started?
Yes.
No, all right.
Death waits for no man.
Hi, this is Matt, the co-host of the Advanced Age Role-Playing Gamers podcast, and you've been listening to our latest actual play, Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, using the Dragonbane TTRPG from Free League Publishing, based on the classic Swedish role-playing game, Drakkar Demoner. If you like what you hear, please follow, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and anywhere else you find podcasts. We also really appreciate feedback and chatting with folks, so feel free to tweet us, comment on our YouTube, or leave us a review so we can reach even more people. You can also visit our website at www.theaarpgs.com, where you can read more about the cast, listen to old episodes, and even shop our store for cool geek chic merchandise. This story features Malcolm and Nathan as co-GMs. Malcolm will also be playing the role of Karin, a halfling bard. Nathan will be playing the role of Brains, a wolfkin thief. Our players for this story are Tyr as Dane Ringson, a human scholar. Sean as Baelor Banefire, a dwarven smith. Chris as Sigyn, an elven huntress. Anthony as Corrigan Stonehammer, a halfling fighter. And Tim as Quiverring, the Mallard Mage. Character artwork created by Nemesis to Anthony Cupo and friend of the show, Jody P. Schaefer, whose work you may recognize from Metacopolix, Mari Kari, Megas XLR, and MTV's Downtown. Contact him when the time is right. You'll know how and when. Music licensed through Dark Fantasy Studios and SoundCue. Sound effects by Nathan, using Krotos Weaponizer, Studio, and Dehumanizer, using libraries from Boom Library, SoundCue, Krotos, and his own recordings. So thank you again for taking time to sit down with us at our gaming table. And until next time, remember, you're never too old to roll.